This week on Minnesota Native News, we hear about the historic Bemidjigamog powwow in Bemidji.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Thousands of people, including Governor Mark Dayton, gathered on Saturday, April 4th at the Sanford Arena in Bemidji to be part of the historic Bemidjigamog powwow. The intertribal celebration was hosted by KOJB, the Leech Lake Tribal Radio Station, Northern Community Radio, the Regional Public Radio Station, and the City of Bemidji. The goal was for Native Americans and non-natives to gather and learn about Ojibwe traditions at the heart of a powwow. Melissa Townsend has the story.
Dancers, drum groups, and observers started gathering hours before the first grand entry. Polly Eddington from neighboring Grand Rapids had always wanted to go to a powwow.
I probably 1/62nd of a Iroquois, you know, so great, 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 great grandma, whatever. And just seems natural for some reason.
She was finally here, and she was brave enough to ask some questions. So 23-year-old Cordelia Williams from Cass Lake temporarily stepped away from her duties as a security guard to serve as Polly's tutor.
A little boy that came up, and I thought it was a girl, and she says, no, it's because he's wearing a grass costume, and the boys do grass. So, cool, now I know how to recognize that.
How does it feel to be sort of the person in charge who knows what's going on and can help other people figure it out?
It feels good, actually. I mean, it's the first time ever doing something like this, so it's pretty fun. Yeah. I'm enjoying it. I just can't wait till the drums start.
Royal Rock from Cass Lake was leaned back in a folding chair checking his cell phone in the downtime before the powwow. Though he was relaxed, he acknowledged that this was an important event.
Bringing different nations together to have fun, sing, and dance, that's a big thing.
Do you ever get nervous? Are you nervous today?
No, I don't ever get nervous. I've been doing this since I was 2 years old, so there's no nerves there. I get excited. I love this.
Dancer Melanie Ambule from Cass Lake also grew up going to powwows, but she was not as chill.
I don't know, I'm a little nervous because it's so big, and I'm used to more traditional grounds, but it'll be a new experience. And it's kind of exciting that the governor's going to be here, too, so.
A few minutes after 1, Governor Dayton was the first official to address the crowd with a message of unity.
Something we all cherish, that we are all Americans and all Minnesotans, that we're all one people. And we continue to work together to make ourselves and our children, our grandchildren, even more all one people. So thank you very much.
And then, at last, MC Daryl Kingbird announced it was time for the first grand entry.
All right. Young Kingbird, grand entry time, boys. Nagamoto.
This was a powwow held to teach non-natives about Ojibwe powwow traditions. On the microphone, Kingbird spent much of the day explaining what people were seeing.
And with what you see here is what gives us what we call Mino Bema Dzuwin, is good life. And when we hit the drum, when we sing our songs, when we use the visions, we get Mino Bema Dzuwin, which is good life.
After the grand entry, Bemidji Mayor Rita Albrecht welcomed everyone to the Sanford Center. Albrecht exchanged gifts with tribal leaders from the Leech Lake Band and the White Earth and Red Lake Nations. Carrie Jones of the Leech Lake Band and Irma Visner from the White Earth Nation talked about relationship building.
I want to present the Leech Lake flag to the city of Bemidji to show a symbol of partnership and to continuing efforts building our relationship.
You know, change in the world is about relationships, and we are building those relationships every day and strengthening them.
And Red Lake Nation Chairman Daryl Seeke addressed the crowd in his first language, Anishinaabe. And then the drums drummed and the dancers danced. Organizers say this first Bemidjigamog All Nations powwow just may become an annual tradition. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
This is Minnesota Native News.